From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers saying the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets to show their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Paul Harrison was among them.
I've come down today to show you my disgrace and disgust at the war in Syria, and especially on Aleppo. I think it's disgusting that people, innocent people, civilians, are being sort of dismissed as collateral damage in a war. I think that's terrible, and I think we need to keep putting pressure on our governments and making them aware that this isn't acceptable. And I think it's important to come to protest, even when there's only a small amount of people here.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks, and said the toll includes 106 children. Hungarians going to the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Analysts say that if the measure passes with a no vote, it could encourage European political parties who favor hardening policies against refugees. Iranian news reports say Tehran has built a new aerial attack drone similar to a U.S. military aerial vehicle captured 5 years ago after it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. Report describes the drone as a homegrown aircraft made by reverse engineering. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency reporting 100,000 people are effectively trapped by the violence in the South Sudanese town of Yei. It warns that no one allowed in or out of the town could soon face a food shortage. Lisa Schlein reporting from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it fears Yei is being dragged into South Sudan's civil war. Until recently, the town located in central Equatoria State has been largely spared from the violence and attacks that have gripped the country since December 2013. But the UNHCR says conditions for the inhabitants of Yei and surrounding areas have deteriorated since renewed conflict between government and rebel forces broke out in July. The situation adds to the humanitarian crisis in South Sudan, where some 2.5 million people have been displaced from their homes since the conflict began. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia as he continues a peace mission to the Caucasus, which is torn between Russia and the West.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, sentiamoci chiamati a questo.
Speaking in Tbilisi to worshippers from Georgia's small Catholic community, Francis offered consolation, he said. People need to cope with the turmoil that they experience in their lives. South Korean villagers are protesting against the deployment of a U.S.-supplied anti-missile defense system after the Ministry of National Defense designated a new location for its placement. Although the new location at a golf course is about 18 kilometers from the center of Seongju region, residents continue to protest against that decision. Lee Seok-ju is head of the village close to the new location, expressing his anger over that decision. He said his villagers currently have to harvest their crops. They are taking turns to protest on the streets. Lee said, although the scale seems small, their resolve is very strong. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that the country has reached the end game on its decade-long EU membership bid. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of the parliamentary session on Saturday, Erdogan said it was time for Brussels to decide whether it wanted Ankara as a full member, adding that Turkey is ready. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.